Okay, all hail Senator Al Franken. You know, Norm Coleman may be at the teabag party, but Al Franken will not. Al Franken has defeated Republican Norm Coleman for, what is this, the 19th time? He should be granted election certificate that will allow him to take his U.S. Senate seat. However, the Coleman camp vows to appeal. You know, has the right wing in this country gone crazy? Let's discuss. Now, tomorrow is our anti-teabag party. Not that we have anything against teabags in per se. We kind of like them. But on the other hand, we think that the Aaron Hart version of the J. Marvin Show, and good morning to all of you, by the way, on the Mile High in the Front Range. It's 303-713-7600 here at the Aaron Hart version of the J. Marvin Show. We're not too sure that we approve of all of this hoopla by the right wing and the Fox, and by the way, Clear Channel, let me just full disclosure, oh, we love the teabag parties. Well, you know, everybody go to Urban Dictionary, look up teabagging, and you will see why everybody's been laughing, including David Schuster, who did a brilliant parody yesterday, so good that I won't even attempt all the double entendres that he did. I mean, it was really wonderful writing. And because David Schuster, filling in for Keith Olbermann, is so deadpan and so matter of fact as a newsman, it was really funny because he just, you know, sort of slides in the double entendres. And if you know what I'm talking about, maybe you're waking up to your morning tea and you're saying, wow, what is this, you know, Aaron's talking about? Well, I don't know whether how much of it I can say on radio, to tell you the truth, because this is sort of a family show, and it's pretty early in the morning, and I'm expecting that the kids might be rolling around the house. So maybe we'll actually talk about what teabag really means a little later. But if you've been around and done that, well, you know, or heard about it, you know what we're talking about. And that's why it's so funny to watch all the right-wingers go, and we're going to be teabagging soon. And it's like, good, good. Bring your own teabags. So tax, spend, borrow, regulate. This is by John Andrews, writing in the right winger, writing in the Rocky Mountain News. Rocky Mountain News. Oops, Freudian slip. Politics West in the Denver Post. Tax, spend, borrow, and regulate, the four horsemen of American socialism under Obama and Ritter. That would be Governor Ritter. Intrusive government now tramples our liberals with a brazenness that would amaze those old Boston patriots who dumped tea in 73. That would be 1773. Tea Party protests will happen in many cities on Tax Day, Wednesday, April 15th. I'll be taking part. So should you. And then he gives all the list of all the places where you can go. The west steps of the Capitol, El Paso County, Rout County, Mesa County, Larimer County, Well County. Of course. Here's the problem with all this. The taxes that you guys are protesting are still Bush taxes. They're still Bush and right-wing reactionary Congress's taxes, because Obama's tax policies have not come into play. And when they do come into play, 95% of people will get a tax cut. So what you're in fact doing is protesting against your own right-wing reactionary leader. So good luck with all that. Did he violate right-wing reactionary tax policy? Probably. That's one reason why you all hated him underneath all of your, oh, yeah, we love him. He's so great. He's such a patriot. You didn't like him at all. And admit it. That's why you're going out and teabagging with the rest of them, which is why this is so funny to those of us who like to make fun of you. This is ridiculous. You're going out, as Lawrence O'Donnell brilliantly put it last night, again, on Keith Olbermann's show, was, you know, you guys are going out and protesting the wrong thing. You're going out to say, oh, tax policy, bad. Well, you're protesting the Bush taxes. That's what you're doing, because Bush gave a massive tax cut to the rich and pretty much put the onerous on everyone else. So what you're doing is you are protesting your own damn tax policies. Good luck with that. I know you're trying to bamboozle the public, and you learn when you bamboozle them on weapons of mass destruction and the invasion in Iraq that people can be misled for a while. But those of you who hurled yourself after Ron Paul and thought he was so cool and think this is so cool, well, you might want to reexamine the facts, because what you're doing is you're protesting the wrong stuff. Taxes are going down. Normally, it's ridiculous. But, you know, they need an issue. They're hurting. They're in a mess. They don't have any, you know, they can't get the president on national security anymore because he acted brilliantly and well with understatement and intensity and rescued the hostage captain from the Somali pirates. He's taking action to liberate some of the restrictions on Cuba, which is going to please many people who are in business, particularly the telecoms. But it's also going to please tourists. It's going to please Castro's even going to welcome tourists. Are you kidding? The Cubans in Miami are going to send money home, and despite what Diaz Balart brothers say to them. So this is, though, the congressman, the Cuban congressman from Florida. There are two of them. So they're all going to have their knickers in a twist, and they've got their knickers in a twist because now he's talking about talking to Iran. What could happen? Ooh, maybe we'll resolve this crisis over the uranium enrichment. Maybe they'll agree to monitoring if we'll just back off of insisting they stop everything. You see, so they're frustrated and freaked out because, and his stimulus policy is showing signs of working. So they're freaked out. So what to do? Why turn to your teabagging buddies and go and gather? I mean, I don't know whether they're going to shake their teabags or how they're going to do it, what kind of, you know, because I don't know what kind of body of water there is in downtown Denver near the Capitol. As far as I recall, unless they installed a moat around the Capitol, I don't think there's any water for them to throw the tea in. Also, the Tea Party, if memory serves me correctly and historical fact is still true, although with right-wing Republicans, you never know. The sky could be green for all they say. But here's the thing. It was about taxation without representation. And the last I checked, we have a U.S. House of Representatives. Yep, there are 435 of them. I actually, you know, worked part-time for the census. I have now left that gig. But, you know, it's like the according to the Census Bureau, they're out counting people for proportional representation. That's being funded. It's being headed up by, you know, the Commerce Secretary is now going to be Gary Locke, the former governor of Washington. So, you know, it looks to me like everything's proceeding apace. Democracy is in action. But, you know, they need to scream and cry and whine. And who wouldn't? Because Glenn Beck, get this, John Turkey will probably roll on the ground, gnash your teeth and cry. But guess who's going to go on the road this summer and try to become a stand-up comedian? Yep, you got it right. It's Glenn Beck. I kid you not.
I hope he comes to Comedy Works here in Denver so I can throw a tomato at him.
Can you imagine? Please let him come to you can throw a tomato at him all you want, John. I would too. It's like Glenn Beck, Mr. I worry for my country. I'm hysterical and I don't have any facts at my disposal, but I'm emotional. Oh, God, he is one of the, you know, hey, I'm a caricature host myself, so I can understand, but good Lord, please, you are so stupid. It's like beyond belief. So to be a comedian, he goes, he wants to be the poor man Seinfeld. Well, you know what? In order to be Seinfeld, you have to be funny, dude, and I just don't know. I mean, the last I checked, Jews are pretty famous for spawning funny folk. You know, I give you Lenny Bruce, I give you Jerry Seinfeld, I give you 900 comedians. But, you know, let me think. Mormon comedians who are funny. Well, Bill Paxton's kind of funny playing one on TV, but I don't think it's intentionally set up to be, you know, like comedy, yuck, yuck. Let me think. Mormon comedians. Well, Orrin Hatch has had his moments of being sort of funny, but I don't think intentionally. So, you know, I just, great Mormon comedians, great tradition of comedy coming out of the Mormon church. Is there a Borscht Belt in Utah that I don't know about? I don't know. No, I'm just, now I'm picking on him a little bit, but good grief. You know, it's like Glenn Beck, right-wing comedian. You know, last I checked, Larry the Cable Guy is the only right-winger who ever really sort of struck people as funny, and he misses me by a mile. I think he's a moron in terms of comedy. To me, comedy's got to be light on its feet, funny, hilarious, acerbic, witty, searing, sad, you know, Lenny Bruce kind of pithy. By the way, couldn't you just hear Lenny Bruce doing something on the teabagging? So in the spirit of Lenny Bruce and an open, available talk, 303-713-7600. When I come back from this traffic break, We are going to play the cut from David Schuster. It's about 3 minutes long. Listen closely. For those of you who love puns and double entendres and all kinds of things, and go to the Urban Dictionary during the break, if you're an adult, not if you're 10, okay, and look up teabagging, which is becoming the definition of conservative activists. Conservative activists swinging in the wind. 303-713-7600. I would love to talk to you about the teabagging parties that are going to be ours tomorrow. Now, John and I have agreed. John's going to drink. John, I have some recommendations for your beer drinking tomorrow. Colorado had three top beers named. So I'll give you your choice of what kind of beers you're going to sort of be drinking tomorrow.
Which ones?
I'll tell you in a minute. I got to find the story. I don't remember the names of beer off the top of my head. I don't drink anymore.
I've probably had most of them.
You probably have.
You'll have
to give me a taste. You'll have to give me a review. All right, 303-713. Okay, here we go. I found it. It's New Belgium Brewing.
It's okay.
All right.
That's Fat Tire. You know Fat Tire, don't
you? Oh, yeah,
you?
Fat Tire. I do know Fat Tire. Rock Bottom.
Rock Bottom's good.
Odell.
One of the downtown ones. Odell's probably the best one. Yeah.
34. Breckenridge Brewery and Boulder Beer all made the list.
Odell is probably what I'll be cracking tomorrow.
All right, you crack an Odell, I'll crack a coffee, and we're going to celebrate the anti-tea party tomorrow. Today we're talking about what are they up to? Do they realize that they're not celebrating the right thing here? Do they realize that they are? They are also referring to a very, well, not a, see, I hesitate to call it a lewd act because you might like tea bagging, but, you know, it wouldn't necessarily be my cup of tea. Particularly early in the morning. 303-713-7600. I'm Erin Hart. This is AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. And now there's an inner 12-year-old boy in everyone, me included, John Turk with the traffic. Black Flag's lyrics to Teabag Party Tonight, Teabag Party Tonight. Actually, we're the anti-teabag party. Not anti-teabagging, just anti, well, in the sense of it's conservative right-wing reactionary. Sure. On a day when House Whip Eric Cantor is telling the press, I'm not Dr. No, I have ideas. It's like, right, you know what? You have to come up with ideas before you can announce that you have them. So anyway, I'll go into that in a minute. But first, I really have to share with you because I was packing up some stuff last night, and I was looking at MSNBC, and I was wandering around, you know, doing things as I do, and I just heard Schuster, and I heard him launch into this article about the tea parties that are all scheduled tomorrow to protest tax policies. Tax policies, by the way, which are right-wing reactionary policies that have been building over the past 8 years. These tax policies currently in place have nothing to do with Obama. So it's really kind of sad and silly. But here's the thing. Because we haven't gotten into their fiscal responsibilities yet. But here we go. Here is David Schuster on Countdown on MSNBC in one of the best double entendre segments. If you're a 12-year-old, if you have an inner 12-year-old, you will like this. If you don't, plug your ears or go walk the dog, because you'll probably be offended and want to throw a teabag at my head. Okay, here we go. Here is David Schuster.
For most Americans, Wednesday, April 15th will be tax day. But in our fourth story tonight, it's going to be teabagging day for the right wing, and they are going nuts for it. Thousands of them whipped out the festivities early this past weekend, and while the parties are officially toothless, the teabaggers are full-throated about their goals. They want to give President Obama strong tongue-lashing and lick government spending, spending they did not oppose when they were under Presidents Bush and Reagan. They oppose Mr. Obama's tax rates, which will be lower for most of them. And they oppose the tax increases Mr. Obama is imposing on the rich, whose taxes will skyrocket to a rate about 10% less than it was under Reagan. That's teabagging in a nutshell, taking its inspiration from the Boston Tea Party when colonists tossed British tea into the sea because the tax on it had not been voted on by their own duly elected representatives. That's exactly the opposite, of course, of today's taxes, known in some quarters as taxation with representation. But as New York Times columnist Paul Krugman points out today, this time the teabagging is not a spontaneous uprising. The people who came up with it are a familiar circle of Republicans, including former House Speaker Newt Gingrich and former House Majority Leader Dick Armey, both of whom have firm support from right-wing financiers and lobbyists, as well as Washington prostitute patron Senator David Vitter, who has issued statements in support of teabagging but is publicly tight-lipped. Then there is the media, specifically the Fox News Channel, including Glenn Beck and Sean Hannity. Both are looking forward to an up-close and personal taste of teabagging themselves at events this Wednesday. But most amusing of all is Neil Cavuto, a member of the network's executive committee. Neil's online bio says he joined the network in July of 1996, 3 months before the Fox News Channel went on the air. Cavuto, defending his network's promotion of teabagging, said, quote, "We are going to be right in the middle of these teabaggers because at Fox, we do not pick and choose these rallies and protests. We were there for the Million Man March." Can we roll that footage, the Fox News coverage of the Million Man March back in October of 95? Of course, the Million Man March occurred, as NewsHounds.org points out, almost a year before Fox News was on the air. We can only speculate why widespread teabagging made Cavuto think of the Million Man March, unless he got them confused with Dick Armey. And in Cavuto's defense, if you are planning simultaneous teabagging all around the country, you're going to need a Dick Armey.
Okay. I was like, the first part of that, I was sort of like, is he really saying that? Is he saying that? Oh, my God. And then I just started laughing, and I'm laughing again. I mean, there are so many priceless lines in that. If you understand what teabagging is referred to, you know, and if you've ever been to Tea Dance on Fire Island, you know exactly what they're talking about. It's like, oh, no, it's so funny. All right. I know there's a call. I think it's Ben. Is it Ben in Westminster? Rich, I'm sorry, Rich in Wheatridge. I couldn't get it any farther apart. Hi, Rich in Wheatridge. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Aaron, except for I've got a head cold that's been keeping me up tonight, which is the reason I'm up again this early.
Ow.
Do
you know about Zicam?
I can't take it.
Oh.
Can't take it.
I'm sorry. Well, did you love David Schuster's report? Is that not hilarious?
I'm having a hard time maintaining myself from rolling on the floor laughing my off.
Yes, your hoo-has. Well, you know, and they are going to need a Dick Armey to have this. But I mean, you just can't believe this. I mean, it's like they either don't get it. And I heard three Fox guys, you know, in quotes yesterday going, and they'll be teabagging. And I'm like, go for it, dudes.
Yeah,
listen up. Have a great time.
Yeah, and the S&M crowd will probably need a Dick Cheney.
Oh, no.
Anyway.
They're just so sad, aren't they? Repressed, sad, out of power, and so bad in their absence of power. It's just sad. It's like they are very, very morose and devoid of ideas. I love Cantor going, we're going to answer questions. How will I keep my job? How will I keep my house? How will I grow my savings? Well, not with your policies, because your policies are every man for himself, screw everybody but the very wealthy. I mean, they're just silly. They're not, you know, all they are is the party of no. No, we don't want this. No, we don't want this. No, we don't want this. Did you realize Fox News yesterday managed to get through a couple of newscasts without really mentioning that Barack Obama had anything to do with the hostage rescue of the captain from the pirates?
Oh God,
it's ridiculous.
Doesn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise me. And everything, you know, if what's his name, the guy who runs Rupert Murdoch, was a few years younger, I'd swear he was Joseph Goebbels reincarnated. You know, I mean, you know, he has absolutely no, you know, it's like he has absolutely no
scruples whatsoever. Yeah,
yeah,
I know. But
exactly.
Do you think? Go ahead.
Two things. Okay, first of all, one of the things which is always interesting when the conservatives bring up the Boston Tea Party is that, in actuality, the tax which the people in the Tea Party were protesting was one the conservatives would have approved of, because it was a tax cut for the world's largest corporation, the British East Indies Company.
Right.
Everything. So that's the first. So it's like I go, excuse me, can't you see your hypocrisies, just kind of out there going,
Well, we haven't even passed any. I mean, it's like they don't even, Obama's tax cuts haven't even come to effect. So what are they doing? They're idiots.
Yeah.
They're just sad. They don't even understand. I mean, and they know this. I mean, some of them have got to know it. Maybe some of them are too dumb to know it. But they know this. They're just trying to cynically fool the American people into, getting out, especially Ron Paul supporters, who they didn't manage to grab the last time around.
Mm-hmm.
They're being very cynical. And I would hope, I mean, I'm hoping only three or four people show up at each rally. I rather doubt it with the kind of frenzy and the kind of nastiness that's out there. But I don't know. It'll be amazing to see if they ever come up with any ideas that are their salt or tea or any other substance or mm-hmm. commodity.
Yeah.
Because so far, so bad.
Yeah. By the way, I came up, since I talked with you yesterday, I came up with the perfect answer to all the Ron Paul people.
What?
You know, when they sit there and they say, oh, we need to go back on the gold standard.
Yeah.
Okay? We don't have, the whole world does not have enough gold reserves.
So we can't go back on it.
For the 6 billion people we have now.
Right.
To go back on the gold standards.
So it's dumb. Thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
And feel better. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Greg writes, you're really having a ball with this topic. I hope no one gets sacked over it, because that would suck. How about an intimate act instead of a lewd one? That's the word I was looking for. Intimate. Thank you, Greg. Up close and personal. Not lewd. It's 303-713-7600. Poor white wing Republicans, they can't even have a protest without thinking of a word that can be used as a double entendre against them. 303-713-7600. Tea bags away! The right wing Republicans are going tea partying. Yowza. 303-713-7600. And will Al Franken ever be Senator of Minnesota? Find out. 303-713-7600. This is the Aaron Hart version of the J. Marvin Show on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. And now it's time for Progressive Traffic with John Turk.
Angry taxpayers, or at least some of them, are taking to the streets in the spirit of the Boston Tea Party.
More than 250 locations in all 50 states will hold rallies on April 15th.
Americans sick of government ballots and wasteful spending, taking their message to the streets, and it's spreading fast. We're all over it.
They're going to try and send tea bags to D.C. D.C. Teabag the White House. Teabag the fools in D.C.
Teabag.
No, that's they're sending tea bags to D.C. That's a Fox News roundup that was used on the Rachel Maddow show last night. And it's like, they're going to send tea bags. They're teabagging. I'm sorry, I couldn't resist laughing. I didn't mean for you to necessarily stop it, John, but I was laughing so hard. I was like, oh, my goodness gracious, this is ridiculous. I was like, send your tea bags. Ow, that would hurt. And in case you haven't figured out what tea bags are, they're just south of the midsection of a male attached to body parts that are involved with reproduction. How's that? 303-713-7600. I'm trying to be empathetic with the audience that does not want to hear words like, oh, say, scrotum in the morning. 303-713-7600. Zach in Castle Rock. Can you believe these right-wing Republicans? They're finally getting some, honey. They're gonna bring their tea bags to a party. Hi, Zach.
How are you doing?
I am well.
Good. Let me ask you, I'm a Latter-day Saint, and you're a Jew, right?
Yes.
Where do you get off attacking Mormons?
I didn't. I posed the question, is there a Mormon comedian? Can you think of one? Because I tried to think of one, and I couldn't.
Uh-huh.
Can you think of one?
Let's see. You, Dave Sirota, all Jews, get off. If I was attacking Jews.
I didn't know that David Sirota was a Jew, is he?
Yes, he's a Jew.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
So all three of you are Jews.
I've never met him.
Very offended. There was no reason to bring religion into that. He didn't mention Seinfeld as a Jew.
He said that he was going to be a poor man Seinfeld, and I said, well, okay.
Part of Seinfeld's shtick
is talking
and
about
then you
being Jewish.
Mormon jokes for 5 minutes.
I didn't say a Mormon joke. I said Mormons. No, I said, is there a Mormon comedian? That's all I said. Is there a Mormon comedian?
All right.
Is there one?
Okay.
Do you know
why? Why'd you even bring in religion? He didn't mention Seinfeld being a Jew.
Okay, well, I'm still asking you. Do you know of a Mormon comedian?
I don't go by religions when it comes to comedians. You do.
But you just mentioned talk show hosts, three of us who are Jews, so obviously you think about these things. So I'm just asking.
Well, my religion was attacked.
I wouldn't. How is it attacking to ask if there is a comedian who is a Mormon?
Why did you bring up our religion?
How did I attack you? If I bring it up, it's an attack? Excuse me. I don't think that's true.
How many Mormon comedians are there? Why did you bring up his religion in the first place?
Because I did.
Why? Because you feel comfortable as a Jew?
Yeah, because I feel comfortable bringing up anybody's religion, and I make fun of everybody's no matter what.
You brought it up. Okay, I was just
asking. I'm asking you a question. Do you know of anybody who's funny who is a Mormon, who makes a living off of being a comedian? Maybe Larry the Cable Guy is a Mormon, in which case there's a Mormon comedian. You see what I mean? But I just don't know of anybody who's a Mormon.
I'm so glad you feel so comfortable in your own skin.
I do.
To make fun of another religion.
I
do. Okay?
How am I making fun of religion? I'm still confused. I really am. How am I making fun of that? How is that making fun?
Didn't say I'm going to be the next Jewish comedian, did he? And so Seinfeld.
He said he was
going to
go up and. He said he was going to be a stand-up comedian and be a poor man's Seinfeld. So I asked, is there such a thing? Yeah, but the Jews are famous for being funny. John Stewart is Jewish. Lots of comedians are funny, and there are Episcopalians who are funny too, and there are Catholics who are funny because there are all kinds of comedians who are funny who are Catholics too. I'm just wondering if there are. I just was curious because I'd never heard, and maybe he'll be the first Mormon comedian who's funny. I made fun of him, and I made fun of his shtick as a talk show host.
You made fun of his religion.
I made fun of his shtick as a talk show host. How did I make fun of his religion?
Why did I make fun of him being LDS? Why did you mention his religion?
Because I thought it would be funny. That's why.
Okay.
That's why I mentioned
it. All right.
That's why I mentioned it. Because I thought it would be funny. But you,
Aaron, if I can just bring this up, by the way, he hung up.
Well, of course.
He called me. You know, he basically said that he wanted to talk about Glenn Beck and.
Right.
So, you know,
Mr.
Honesty.
Oh, who cares? He's obviously offended. And,
right.
You know, was it my intention to offend him? Maybe it was to poke and prod a little.
It sounds to me like he can't handle Jews being on the radio is what it kind of sounded like to me.
Well, I didn't even know Sirota was Jewish. I had no idea. Al Franken is Jewish. I happen to know that. But there are a lot of comedians who are funny who make a big deal about being Jewish comedians from the Borscht Belt. And all I said was, is there a Borscht Belt in Utah? Is there? I don't know. I mean, maybe. And I did say, okay, the closest thing I did come to say that was maybe even mildly was that Bill Paxton was funny in his role on Big Love, but I don't think that's intentionally funny. So, but again, do you know of any Mormon comedians? Maybe he'll be the first. I'm just thinking. Here, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to Google it. Mormon comedians. Maybe there are some. Christian Bowler? Who's Christian? Oh, Chris in Boulder. I was like, Christian Boulder? Who's that? Hi, Chris in Boulder. How are you? Welcome.
Great. How are you doing?
Wait, here, there's a whole... Hey, here's what happens when you look things up. LDS comics.
Well,
there are some.
A whole, no pun intended, there should be a whole sect of them, huh?
Yeah. Apparently, there's a Sister Weaver, and they have... here's an LDS humor comic song... And here's all kinds of stuff. Who knew? This is great.
Well,
I'm enlightened now.
They're known to party.
Well, good. Well, I knew they were known to party.
Yeah. Hey, Well, my question is I'm just trying to wrap my head around the in Weld County, they just came down. I guess there was a raid last year or a couple months ago at a tax servicing place, and it was boutique towards the illegal immigrant.
Right, exactly.
And they raided it, and they found, you know, I think the statistics was like 1,300 illegal immigrants that filed for tax returns, and then
using
the judge,
false or stolen identities.
Right. And the judge kicked it back and said, "Listen, now you've got a week to destroy the records or just get rid of them." And I'm just wondering what your opinion is on that.
Well, if they violated the law in obtaining the evidence, they violated the law. They wrongly seized federal income tax records to pursue suspects. And if they wrongly did that, then any other citizen would want that particular. Would you want your tax return seized?
That's the problem.
They're
not citizens. I mean,
so what? Okay, and this raises a really good question. We're going to have Bruce Fine on a little bit later to talk about Barack Obama and his suspension of habeas corpus with the prison over in Afghanistan. Here's my stance. I don't care if you're from this country or not. You should be afforded our rights and laws. And that includes habeas corpus, the law against seizure. And I think, what was this, Fourth Amendment? It was an illegal search and seizure? Was that it?
Right. Well, I mean, if it was an illegal search and seizure and there are illegal immigrants, I guess what takes priority? I mean, as we as citizens, as taxpayers, are trying to do the right thing and pay our taxes. And then
they were trying to pay taxes, though, right?
No, they were trying. No, I guarantee you none of them were expecting to pay money.
How do you know?
We don't know. And
it's just your prejudice that says that, doesn't it?
Well, I think so.
And by that I mean you're prejudging. By that I mean you're prejudging.
Well, I think you're prejudging that they're going to do the right thing, and it's obviously that they're not.
It's obviously that they broke the law when they did the search and seizure, and that's their
problem.
Well,
it's obviously broke the law when they try to file a tax return using someone else's
Social Security
number.
Look, here's the thing. I really felt bad, and I still feel really bad, that Ted Stevens is going to get off with being a thief and a liar, right? But if the Justice Department violated his rights by going after him illegally, then I have to eat it too. My stance in a nutshell.
Well, we have Ted Stevens and we have Ramos and Campion, and I think both of those cases show that there was an overreaching of the law.
I think it's pretty clear that Ted Stevens is a crook. But, you know, it certainly they threw out the case, and that shows you how fair Democrats are. When we break the law, we admit it, we fess up, and we move on. When the Justice Department does something wrong, they've got to eat it. And I'm sorry, we have a system of laws, and we can't go around saying, oh, but we're going to have an exception to the rule because we don't like you. You can't do that.
Well, we can't have an exception of the law, too, saying we like you and you're here illegally, but there's an exception.
You can't do that, okay?
Why not?
You can't do that because then your laws stand for nothing. Then your laws mean nothing. They aren't principles. They're just convenient ruses for you to get around and get what you really want to have done.
Like illegal search
that's
and seizure
the big
is
problem.
A ruse?
Illegal search and seizure is wrong, and that's why the judge kicked it back.
What's illegal about a law official grabbing documents that shows that
because if they didn't have probable cause, if they just seized it because they went, oh, I'll bet you there are people here who are filing illegally, let's go in and confiscate it, without anything more than that, that might be a problem given the law. Now, I'm not a lawyer. I'm happy to call the American Civil Liberties Union, and we'll shed more light on it. That'll be a great idea.
Fantastic.
Let's do that. Okay?
Take care.
Okay. Bye. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. So, John, there is what we need to do. We need to call the ACLU and find out why they won that particular motion. Andy in Inglewood, welcome to AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hello?
Andy?
Yeah, hi.
Hey.
I love your show, Aaron.
Thank you.
Hey, that guy who was all up in arms about religion, he said something that was very revealing that seemed like you missed it.
I might have.
He said, y'all are all Jewish.
Yeah, yeah.
That guy was an anti-Semite.
When he said that, what
entered my mind was, oh yeah. Well, how many hours a day do you find yourself thinking about other people's religion? Dude?
Well, I found it interesting that he knew that all three of us were Jewish, but I didn't know.
I didn't either.
I didn't know that Sirota was. I had no idea, and I don't care. I don't. I knew that Jay was, but I don't care. I know that I am, and I care. But, I mean, it's like, the thing is, and he said, you all are all, and I know. And all I was doing, I was being a bit lighthearted, because, I'm sorry, Jews are known for spawning comedians.
You didn't say anything offensive. That's
I don't
ridiculous.
Think I did,
and
no.
And you weren't making fun of anyone's religion.
No, I was making fun of Glenn Beck. That I was doing, and that I stand on.
That guy didn't like Jews.
Yeah, I think you may be right.
Anyway, that's all I had to say.
Thanks for calling, Andy. I appreciate it. It's 303-713-7600. And, John, I think we have another call hanging, but because you said it in my ear while I was talking, I don't remember who it is. So we'll get that straight during the break, and we'll be right back with more of your phone calls on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. A judge did halt the Colorado ID theft investigation, and we'll talk about why that happened, because it is a curious thing. But if you break the law in obtaining evidence, you're going to get nailed, and that's a big problem. That's why you have to have warrants, and you have to understand what you're doing as a law enforcement, particularly because you have the power of the state behind you. It's 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Here's Progressive Traffic and John Turk. Hi, this is Erin on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. I'm filling in for Jay. It's and the right-wingers are going to teabag. A judge has called, and I have this on my list of topics. I just hadn't gotten there yet. Judge halts Colorado ID theft investigation. We're going to check in with the ACLU and figure out why that may have been coming up. Dave in Littleton, welcome to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm really well, thank you. You?
I'm enjoying your show today.
Good.
I was actually calling in. The guy called in about freaking out about the Mormon religion for no reason whatsoever.
Right. All I was asking was, are there any Mormon comedians? I was really legitimately curious.
Yeah.
Because Glenn Beck is threatening to become one, and I don't find him funny, except
After working for him and being around him a lot. You know, like, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with them.
No, actually, no, I was going to say, let's not get into generalities, because
nice
everybody's different.
No, I'm saying that they're actually very, very nice people.
Oh,
a lot
absolutely
of people, though, a lot of them I've noticed when you just ask them about their religion, they get really offensive, or defensive, I mean.
Well, they've been
They get really defensive, and they automatically think that you're making fun of them, even though you're just asking questions.
Well, I think it's always hard to be a minority religion in this country, I would think, and they have their share of persecution. So maybe that's part of the reason why they're upset. Thank you so much for your call. Greta in Greeley, thank you for joining us on AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning. I had some information about that tax situation in Greeley.
Okay.
With the DA, Ken Buck. And I wanted to let you know that the Greeley Tribune has done some articles on it, which I think are pretty good. I can't remember all the details, but this whole situation started because there was a man in Texas
whose identity was being used, right?
Had been stolen.
Right.
And this had gone on for a couple of years, and he was in deep trouble with the IRS, and the IRS wouldn't pursue it. They just said he was earning all this additional money, and he hadn't paid all the taxes on it.
Mm.
And so someone traced it to this Greeley tax preparer's office.
Amelia's Translation and Track Service.
Yes.
Right.
And so my first point then is that there was at least one wholly innocent person in this that was getting seriously injured by it. And so there was some probable cause on the part of Ken Buck. Now, I have no great, he's not my favorite person.
Gotcha.
But, so he did have some reason to go in there, but then the fact that he messed
maybe after
up,
that one guy's tax records. Here's what happened, though. They seized 1,500 of them. And
no,
that was part of the problem. They say that the seizure was, quote, overbroad and violated the privacy rights of the people whose tax records were taken. And that may be part of the problem with all that. We'll talk more about this coming up after the break. Thank you. And I'll Google the Greeley Tribune articles, too. Thank you so much for that tip, Greta. I should have thought of it in the first place. Thank you. I'm just reading from 9news.com. So we'll double check and get more on it coming up and talk to the ACLU as well. All that and more on the J. Marvin Show on Colorado's Progressive Talk, AM 760.